What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into the Friday Night SmackDown, the first one after WrestleMania 37.
Yes, indeed. The first SmackDown after that WrestleMania 37 pay-per-view, despite the layoffs WWE had Thursday, which we posted a video on prior to this one. Go check that out. The show must go on, and that's exactly what happened.
Michael Cole kicks off the show, welcoming the newest member of the broadcast team, Pat McAfee.
Hey, if Pat McAfee can be on commentary, put me on commentary.
I think he'd do a good job.
Hey, well, you know what? Paul Heyman is in the ring next with Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, talking about the destruction Roman caused at WrestleMania in that triple threat match against Edge and Daniel Bryan. And they must acknowledge the head of the table now. I guess they should. As the segment is about to close, Cesaro heads down to the ring. He actually takes a mic about to say something, but Reigns isn't interested, and they walk back up the ramp. But then we see Cesaro cut to the back, walking up to Sonya and Adam Pearce, demanding a match with Roman Reigns later on tonight.
I was super pumped about this. I'm a huge Cesaro fan, and I think it's time that he gets a shot at that Universal Championship. We had Rey Mysterio versus Otis next, as Dominik and Chad Gable were ringside.
Even matchup. Pretty good match. Both men looking strong here. Rey moved from a splash from Otis and sets him up for that 619 for that huge win. Paul Heyman is in the back next, talking about how a shame it was that Seth actually had to lower himself to face someone like Cesaro at WrestleMania. They decided to give Cesaro a chance tonight, but against main event Jey Uso. Sami Zayn is up next, talking about how Logan Paul was supposed to help him come Mania versus Kevin Owens, but that just did not happen. Zayn demands for Kevin Owens, and the prize fighter does head down to the ring, and they actually have a match next. Swanton Bomb super kicks onto Sami by Kevin Owens. Kevin attempts a stunner. Sami actually dodges and runs up the ramp and is counted out by the referee. Well, it didn't just end there, as Kevin Owens runs up the ramp, grabs Sami Zayn and throws him back in and hits him with that stunner.
Dude,
I was happy to see it.
Sami's having rough times as of late. No matter what he tries to do, he's always on the losing end. We then see Apollo Crews in the back talking about his huge Intercontinental Championship win after WrestleMania.
He said he would give Big E a rematch tonight, but Big E is not at SmackDown because of the Nigerian Nail. And if anyone comes for his title, the Nigerian Nail will end him quick. So it looks like Dabakato is his new mate. This is cool to see.
Yeah, I guess they're calling him the Nigerian Nail. Kind of an interesting name. I'm not a huge fan, but we'll have to see where this goes.
The Street Profits are in the ring, celebrating Bianca Belair's big win at WrestleMania. I am super excited.
This was super heartfelt, and it was great to see.
Bianca actually thanking the boss, Sasha Banks, for that great opportunity, and indeed a fight of a lifetime, which I think we definitely saw that. After this, Sasha Banks is then cut to the back, interviewed, and just has no words. She's just speechless.
Oh, we're definitely going to see these two go at it again, and I cannot wait. Yeah, then we cut to Bayley in the back, as she says she wants a SmackDown Championship match.
Yep.
Who could blame her? The longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion.
I guess so. Well, then Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler take on the Street Profits next, defending those SmackDown Tag Team Championships after a blind tag by Dolph Ziggler. Ford actually does not see this. Dolph hits a zigzag to help him and Robert Roode retain those SmackDown Championships.
Yeah, pretty good back and forth match. I liked it. We then see Shayna Baszler versus Natalya next. Natalya goes for that roll up, but gets grabbed by Nia Jax.
Yep, as Tamina then super kicks Nia, allowing Natalya to actually capitalize and pin Shayna Baszler. So I'm kind of happy to see Natalya get a win here after losing at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I do like this team. I think it brings some shine to both superstars that kind of needed a little bit of a push, and I am a fan.
We then head to our main event, where Jey Uso was set to take on Cesaro, a grueling matchup between these two, as Cesaro is about to swing Jey Uso like he did to Seth Rollins at Mania.
Jeez.
Rollins pops out of nowhere and attacks Cesaro, saying that he got lucky at WrestleMania and he is not done with him. Looks like we are going to have Cesaro in the Universal Championship title picture. Maybe. Maybe. But
yeah,
then we're going to see Cesaro and Seth Rollins continue their feud. Excited.
Hey, could we see Seth and Roman team up again? I mean, two members of the former Shield? I'd love to see it.
Oh boy.
Well, guys, that was it for the first SmackDown after WrestleMania. Pretty good show, considering all the cuts that they made that Thursday. Let us know what you enjoyed most about the show. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a NASCAR recap on Sunday. Peace out.